Part 121, which again is big airlines, they have stricter regulations. One of which in particular is related to a number of issues around the quality of pilots and their ability to perform their mission. Specifically, there's training requirements. There are enhanced minimum rest requirements that Part 121 airlines must adhere to that are different with Part 135 and generally more lenient. Typically, most Part 135 airlines fly turboprop aircraft of 9 seats or less under their commuter authority. There is a secondary provision for charter flying that would allow a 135 carrier to fly aircraft up to 30 seats at a time. And in fact, Skyless Charter, based on their public statement, appears to intend to fly regional jets with 30 seats on them.